Next, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. Rise and Shine, Benedict Stone. Near Mountains, a boat sails toward a dock. On a pier, people stroll and look out into the water. Text, Tom Everett Scott. A Willow Tree. Text, Ella Ballantyne, Matt Hamilton, Allison Araya, Viv Leacock, Matthew James Dowden, Rourke Critchlow, In a House, Stones and Crystals on a Windowsill. Text, and Mia Maestro. Near a Piano, a Well-Worn Chair. Text, music by Aiko Fukushima. Edited by Patrick Carroll. In photos, two adults and two children pose outdoors. Two boys wrestle, grinning. A couple smiles.
Take a vacation, you know? That's a break from everything. And you try again. When it feels right.
Alone, a man fixes his hair in a mirror and knits his brows. Then, he walks downstairs and leaves the house. Text, teleplay by Melissa Salmons, based on the book by Phaedra. Patrick, directed by Peter Benson. Outside, the man carries a messenger bag near the harbor. He waves to two men fishing. The man steps into a shop. Inside, a florist arranges flowers.
Is Amelia here?
Oh, coffee shop.
Okay.
The man crosses a street, then gazes longingly through a coffee shop window. A woman sits at a table with her back to the window. The man joins her.
Hey there.
I only have the half hour.
I know. I'm sorry, Amelia. I got all the stuff that you asked for. Took a while to find that blue scarf. I know you would have walked right toward it.
Thank you for bringing these.
They smile.
How's the painting? Did you find a place to work?
It's small, but it has decent light, so it'll do for now.
Only for now?
I order you a chocolate croissant.
Amelia looks away. He studies her face.
Benedict, please.
It's been months.
2 months.
Are you really this okay with this?
We both need the time.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's take a vacation. Right? You're a teacher. You get the whole summer off. I close the shop for a couple months. I mean, that's a real break. Then we can recharge our batteries, come back here, try again.
She shuts her eyes. He shakes his head.
We don't even have to try.
You talked about having a family since the day we met.
Yeah. Because I thought that's what we both wanted.
It was, and heaven knows we tried, but I can't anymore. I'm tired of feeling like a failure for it. I have to go and open the shop.
Hey, no, Adriana's there. There's no need to rush, just... Look, you're not a failure.
He peers up at her.
Why don't you come over tonight, okay? We'll talk. Come to the house, I'll make dinner.
It's not a break if we don't take the space. You should try that too, Ben. Just take time, please. Just find something that makes you happy.
Amelia walks away, then leaves the cafe. As she crosses the street to the flower shop, Benedict slumps back against his chair. He stares straight ahead. Sign, Stone Jewelers. Benedict unlocks the jewelry store, then steps inside. At a counter, he glumly eats his breakfast. Outside, a cat sits on the windowsill. Benedict knocks on the glass. The cat leaves. Benedict stares through the window at the flower shop. Then, he continues to munch his breakfast. Benedict enters a workspace and turns on a light. On the workbench, Amelia smiles in a photo. Benedict puts on glasses. He picks up a sketch of a necklace labeled Amelia, 10-year anniversary. Benedict looks down at his workbench, then reaches forward. He cradles a shiny, oval necklace setting in his hand and strokes it with his thumb. With a grimace, he removes his glasses. Benedict sets aside the necklace, then turns off the light. In the flower shop, a customer buys flowers.
Here you go.
They're beautiful, thanks.
Hi, Amelia.
Ciao.
Amelia smiles.
Okay, I don't care how busy you look. Tell me, how was breakfast?
It's the same, Adriana. No matter what he claims, just the same.
He can change.
No, Benedict does not change. The furniture in the living room hasn't moved an inch in 25 years.
Well, that never bothered you before.
Maybe I should have paid more attention to what that meant.
They arrange flowers.
One can be happy being single. You are a beautiful proof of that.
Oh, Pedro may be the reason I came to Washington and why I opened the store, but he wasn't a good husband. Now, if the right man were to come along tomorrow...
No, if he was the right man for you.
Por supuesto. Why settle?
Even if I can't have a baby, I can still be happy. You know, happy with what I have, with what I am. Because life is happening right here, right now. I can't wait. Benedict cannot see that. If he can't get unstuck, then...
While Amelia shrugs, Adriana nods. On the pier, a fish market. In a restaurant, Benedict joins a man at the bar.
Then he swims and then he jumps.
You didn't say it like that.
Hey, guys.
I didn't.
Hey, Ben. Hey.
Anything biting today?
Yeah. Caught a couple of rockfish.
I caught a sunburn.
Oh.
Usual.
Oh. Always. Steven and Sean work right now?
Yeah, if you want to call it that. It's more like work release with these two.
Oh, and the boys are on probation?
Yeah, they're doing time here until they leave for school. Your mom needs the peace and I need the help.
Hey, whoa.
Okay, guys, knock it off. Go.
So what's the occasion?
Huh?
Ben knits his brows.
All dressed up.
Oh, breakfast with Amelia.
I saw your face when you walked in.
Ben looks away.
Well, I don't know what to say to her. We just always come back to the same thing every time. She's not ready to try for a baby again. I get it. You know, all the doctors and procedures and hormones, and then it doesn't.
Ben, maybe it's not meant to be.
No, I mean, she just needs more time, you know?
Ben raises a mug to his lips.
Yeah.
At night, rain falls. At home, Ben absently munches dinner while standing in the kitchen. He gazes toward the dining table.
You need to finish that necklace, Benedict.
He stares, remembering his teenage self.
The joints are messy.
We can clean that up. The lines of it are beautiful. It's a good design. You're really talented.
Benedict smiles.
Are you sure you can handle Charlie while you're gone?
Yeah, I've got it, Mom. Don't worry so much.
Ah, here it is. Look at the veins in that stone. It's Madagascar agate. It's a powerful healer.
Isn't that where you and Mom are going, Madagascar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take me with you, please.
You have school, Charlie.
Come on, I'm gonna run away.
I'll help you pass.
Stop. Hey, I want to see both of you right here when we get back. All right, can you give that to Dad?
Yeah. Mom, can you pass me a book?
Yes.
In the present, Benedict knits his brows. He sets down his plate and heads toward the door.
Amelia, you can use your key.
On the doorstep, a teenage girl peers up at him.
Can I help you?
Are you Benedict Stone?
Yeah.
I'm Gemma, your niece.
Gemma?
Charlie's daughter? Your brother? He did tell you about me, right?
Your mom sent a birth announcement to the store, but that was just...
16 years ago.
Gemma smiles. Ben stares at her.
Can I come in?
He peers out at the rain.
Sorry. Yeah, come in.
Gemma steps into the foyer with her backpack. Benedict shuts the door.
You're... Charlie's daughter.
You're his brother, right? You're my uncle?
Yeah, I guess I am. So, like, what are you doing here? Like, how did you...
I wanted to meet you. So, I took a bus and a ferry.
From where?
New Mexico.
Is that where Charlie lives? What? How did you get here?
I just said.
I know. Besides the bus, did Charlie tell you about me?
My mom did. She said you and Dad did not get along. Don't bring it up, so I didn't. But then I found the bag.
What bag?
Do you have any juice? I haven't had anything to drink since Seattle.
Sure.
Gemma follows Benedict to the refrigerator. He reaches in and picks up a carton from the top shelf.
That's expired coffee creamer.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting anyone.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe just some water?
He takes a pitcher from the fridge. Gemma closes the fridge door. She smiles as he pours a glass of water.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
She carries the glass to a counter.
I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah, sure.
She pulls a bag from her backpack.
You know what this is?
He nods, brows raised.
I found it in my dad's study last month, and he told me it was his inheritance from his brother.
She pulls out a handful of gemstones.
At first I thought a bunch of rocks, but I started looking them up, and they're all gemstones of some kind. Not tons of money jewels, but you put them in jewelry. But you knew that.
As she smiles up at him, he studies her face.
I knew Dad grew up in Washington, and I found your shop and your name and then his address.
So, what did Charlie say about me when you asked to come here?
He said he hasn't spoken to you in years, and you guys were never close, and I should forget about you.
He nods.
Does my brother know you're here?
Sure.
All right, we need to call him.
My purse got stolen when we stopped in Seattle.
Oh, what's the number?
It's in my phone. My purse? I don't know, like, actual digits. It's in my phone.
Oh.
She shivers and rubs her arms.
Oh, are you, cold? Do you want me to make you some tea? You know, something hot?
Oh, no, I'm beat. Maybe just a towel and somewhere I can sleep?
Benedict's eyebrows raise as Gemma sips her water.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Okay, so there isn't really a guest room. There's an office and then there's this.
Wow.
Gemma steps into an art studio.
This'll work.
A forest landscape.
Did you paint these?
No, my wife did. She picked up the hobby a few years ago.
An aunt? Awesome. Can I meet her?
She's not home. Look, you can stay tonight, but tomorrow we gotta contact your dad.
I texted him from Seattle, but yeah, okay, whatever. Thanks, Uncle B.
It's not my name.
He knits his brows as she rests on a couch.
Okay. Rest up.
Benedict switches off the studio's light. A cloudy white stone dangles from a cord.
Angel Aura Quartz. Connection, positivity, joy.
In the daytime, a town nestled among trees. On a laptop, Ben searches for Charles Stone, New Mexico.
Hey, Uncle B. Your wife is beautiful.
Oh, I didn't even know you were up.
Is this you and my dad?
Yep.
And who are these people?
That's Amelia and her family. They live in Buenos Aires. Yeah.
Bright blanket.
Oh, these are Aunt Amelia. Totally. And all this is yours.
Old chair.
Well, this was my father's, and yeah, it's mine now. All their stuff is here. If Charlie wanted any of it, okay, he could have had anything.
He's good for furniture. Thanks.
I've been looking it up, and there are 8 Charles Stones in the New Mexico area, but none of them the right age.
Oh, well, we live off the grid, actually.
Where?
It's a ranch. Honestly, GPS doesn't even get it right. My dad knows where I am. What's the problem?
Well, this isn't normal.
Well, would a normal ever get anyone? It's an adventure.
Yeah, but you need...
I need food. I need breakfast. I didn't eat at all yesterday.
All right, I can make you breakfast.
I've seen your fridge, no offense. Is there somewhere we can go? My treat? I'll pay you back, or I can work at the shop, or both.
She smiles up at him.
Don't worry, I'll get you breakfast.
Near the pier.
So, what about your mother?
She's gone.
Gone?
Hey, Ben.
This is my niece, she's visiting.
Hi.
Hi.
Wait, why aren't we stopping? Am I embarrassing?
No, I gotta get to the shop.
Wait, please. Please, can we go check out the pier? I've never seen the ocean before, and it was too dark last night to even see.
She clutches her hands together.
Please.
He smiles.
Sure.
Gemma, slow down. What do you mean your mom's gone?
Woo! I'm the queen of the world!
With arms outstretched, Gemma grins out at the ocean. Outside Stone Jewelers.
You make the jewelry, you're an artist.
No, it's a craft.
She pets the cat.
My cutie.
Don't touch him, he's feral.
Oh, but he's so cute.
Been here for days.
Amelia watches from the flower shop. In the mail, Amelia's art show flyer.
Anyways, I looked up a bunch of the stones from my bag. And do you know every stone has a meaning? Well, of course you do, because you have to pick out the right ones for your jewelry, but I thought it was amazing.
Amelia waves.
Hey, that woman looks like your wife.
Good eyesight.
20/10 vision, even at night. So what's the deal?
Excuse me?
With your wife. Why wasn't she at your house last night?
She likes to hang out with her cousin, you know? She's an elementary school teacher and helps at the flower shop during the summer.
So I'll see her tonight? We should go over and introduce me.
No, we're on a break.
She left you. How long have you been married?
10 years next month.
And how'd you meet?
Gemma, I got a lot of work to do today. Do you have plans, stuff to do?
How'd you meet?
Can we just take a minute, catch our breath?
Oh, come on, Uncle B.
It was a hike. There was a club with an ad in the back of the paper. Anyone who's interested in hiking Green Falls Trail.
Wow. I can see it now. A steep, dangerous climb with a great view. It had to be. And only the two of you showed up.
No, there was a bunch of people.
But you spotted her and what? Oh, come on. Was it, hi, what do, blah, blah.
Shoulder.
He smiles.
That's your big opening?
I was hiking, and I heard a voice behind me say, shoulder. So I stopped, turned around, and it was Amelia. She had a rock in her shoe. So she leaned on my shoulder and took off her shoe and shook it out.
And you looked in her eyes, and she looked in yours, and that was it. No, wait, you definitely put her slipper back on for her, right?
It was a running shoe.
Okay, but you slipped it back on. You looked in her eyes and you said...
Gemma's brows raised in anticipation.
I don't remember.
You were speechless.
Okay.
You had to be. I mean, the power of that moment. So what are you gonna do?
Excuse me?
To win her back. She left you, but you want her back. How are you gonna woo her?
Woo?
Oh, you are so lucky that I am here. This is a mission.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Operation Web. Win Amelia back. We're going to get you in shape. You're going to be a boyfriend again. We need romance and big gestures. We're going to remind Amelia why she fell in love with you. She will be back.
She shivers.
We should make notes.
Are you cold? You're shivering.
Yeah, this is summer.
Welcome to Washington. Here, go buy yourself some warm clothes. You can't have much in that little backpack. You're gonna need some things.
Seriously, thanks.
Before you go, does Charlie have an email? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's cs88001@swnet. It's our zip code. I'll get us something low fat and healthy for lunch.
He sucks in his pot belly. Under a bench inside the shop, the cat crouches. Benedict types an email. It reads, Dear Charlie, I'm glad to finally know where you are. There's a lot to say after 20 years and it needs to start with. He narrows his eyes, then types I'm sorry. Benedict pauses. Then, he deletes the entire email. He frowns as he stares into the distance.
Tiger's Eye. Protection. Making contact, new changes.
A brown and yellow striped stone. Sign, Deserted Duck's secondhand store. Gemma walks along a sidewalk lined with shops, then steps into the secondhand store.
Welcome to Deserted Duck. All the prices are marked except for the consignment pieces.
Thanks.
Gemma browses clothing on a rack. She picks up a denim jacket. Gemma steps over to a display. She picks up a prop sword in a sheath.
They're from the set of a movie. They just arrived.
Can I put these here while I look?
Yeah, sure.
A sign.
That is for the town's end of summer block party. It's really fun if you're around.
I plan to be.
I'm Maggie, by the way.
Gemma.
At Stone Jewelers, Amelia steps through the door. Benedict stands.
Hi.
I'd love to come by the house today to pick up some canvases from my studio.
Oh yeah, you want them for your show? Yeah, I got the flyer. Congratulations.
Yeah, I may need some of them. I'm still making decisions about the show.
Right, okay.
Gemma returns. Ben mouths the word no to her.
That's very exciting. First time out, solo show.
I guess Lawrence has big plans for me.
Gemma watches.
I don't know. When is it a good time to come by?
Those canvases are heavy.
I can manage.
No, no. I'll bring them by Adriana's tonight.
I'm not staying there. I'm at Veronica's. She's in the city, so stay at the apartment.
Oh, okay. Great. I can bring them there.
Okay.
Okay. See ya.
Ciao.
Amelia quickly turns and leaves the shop.
Super awkward.
Sorry, just wasn't the right time to introduce you to.
I got that by the look. Well, I got pretty much everything I needed at the secondhand store. Mm-hmm. How'd you change? Who's Lawrence?
He's the gallery owner. What's this?
Lunch for Webb. We might need you to recreate your hike when you met or something, but we need you in tip-top shape.
Never get the sale salad.
Ben composes an email. Dear Charlie, Gemma arrived here yesterday. She's really something. You can call anytime.
This one's turquoise, right? Only it's raw?
Looks like it.
We have a lot of it back home. Turquoise promotes healing and communication and... Can I use your computer and look it up?
He sends the email.
I have a better idea.
In a dim storage space at home, Benedict lifts a suitcase to move it out of the way. He pulls a cloth from an old wooden trunk.
This is a treasure chest. Are we rich?
Depends on what you count as rich. All right. Let's see here.
They peer into the trunk. She picks up a photo of young Ben and Charlie in suits.
Is you and Dad?
Yeah.
Why do you look like that?
It was right after your grandparents' funeral.
Dad said they drowned together.
Yeah, they were overseas buying gemstones. I was here babysitting your dad. And there was a tsunami. It took everyone by surprise. When I didn't hear from my mom, I just knew. And the next morning, I got the call. Their stuff arrived 3 weeks later.
He holds up a bag.
Go ahead. Check it out.
Gemma opens the bag. She pulls out a gray stone flecked with silver and smiles.
What did your dad tell you about his family?
That his parents were magical and died tragically.
That was true.
He said he was an orphan.
We were.
You stayed here? In this house?
Yeah, I was 18, so I raised Charlie.
Gemma hugs Benedict. He knits his brows, uncertain.
Thank you.
I did the best I could.
She sits back, brows furrowed.
I don't understand. You raised my dad and we couldn't ever visit you?
He looks away.
If you want what we're looking for, it's gonna be over here.
Benedict stands, then busies himself with the trunk's contents.
Did my grandmother make these?
Bracelets.
Your grandmother. No, she was better than that. Those are some practice pieces that I was working on. I don't even know what they're doing in there.
Because they're awesome.
Oh, they're really flawed.
These are way more interesting than all the stuff in the shop now.
Gee, thanks. All right, here we go.
A leather-bound journal.
All right, here. My dad started this gemstone book when he was younger.
The cover reads gemstones, jewels, and crystals. Gemma turns the pages.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of blank pages here. If I stay longer, I can fill them in for you. Look up the stones like he did.
He studies her.
Peridot. Rich green stone, sometimes called chrysolite. It can lessen stress and help us find what is lost. You so need some peridot, Uncle B.
Maybe.
She picks up a pink crystal.
Oh. What are the holes for?
I told Amelia I'd bring those paintings over. You keep that.
She holds the crystal. In the house, Ben carries a painting.
I meant to ask about the weapon earlier.
Deserted dog had props from some movie.
Whoa.
She holds the sword.
I got it cheap, don't worry. Check it. It's surprisingly solid, right? You need to make a statement to Amelia.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring the canvases over to her.
That's like an errand. Like she sent you to the store. And okay, that's a husband thing, but you need to be her boyfriend again.
I'm not really sure what the...
Her boyfriend. The man who will fight for her, if need be.
Yeah, well, I mean, see where, you know, some of that would be... Okay, yeah. But I'm not sure this is the message.
Because it's silly?
Well, for starters, yeah.
Unpredictable, a big gesture. Why not? I mean, look. Amelia is a few pillows and a couple throw rugs away from out of here. What have you got to lose, Uncle B?
A sudden grin spreads across her face.
This apartment. Is there a balcony?
Yeah.
Then it's perfect. You're there to fight for her, like Romeo.
He sniffs flowers.
None of that ended well, if I remember correctly.
It didn't?
She knits her brows. As Ben unloads paintings and flowers, he spots Amelia and a man on the balcony.
Yeah, we should go to Argentina.
What?
I want to see everything that molded you, all the influences.
Ben hides.
Did you paint that?
I actually started here. It's a bit chilly.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Amelia and the man leave the balcony. On the sidewalk, a couple passes Ben. He smiles.
Hi.
With a dolly cart, he wheels the paintings toward the building. He ducks out of sight as Amelia and the man step outside.
Dinner tomorrow?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't.
Ben listens.
How about if I promise it's only work?
Would that be true?
The man touches her arm.
I'll be sorting the art in the gallery next week. We can go over things then.
Sure.
Right.
It's a day.
The man smiles at Amelia, then leaves. As she turns, Ben wheels the paintings toward her.
Ben?
As promised. Hope I'm not too late.
Is that a sword?
Yeah.
Were you expecting pirates on the way?
Well, you never know.
She gives a nod of amusement.
No, actually, Gemma gave it to me.
Gemma?
Yeah, the girl who came in the shop earlier when you were there. She's Charlie's daughter.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. You heard from Charlie?
No, she just showed up last night out of nowhere, unexpectedly.
What did Charlie say?
No, I couldn't call. She doesn't have his number and her phone and bag were stolen on her trip.
And this girl could be anyone.
She looks exactly like him. She's Charlie's kid.
Then this is huge.
Yeah, she is something.
I love to meet her.
Yeah, can we do that soon?
Please.
The last of your summer roses.
He hands her a bouquet.
Thank you.
Amelia smells the roses. Benedict offers a smile, then walks away as she stares into the distance.
Garnet. Initiating. Life force. Self-confidence.
A red stone dangles on a cord. In Ben's kitchen, Gemma blends smoothies. Benedict picks up a plate covered with crumbs.
There were muffins on this plate last night.
No starchy carbs until day 8.
Just like day
5. 3 more days and you can have a cheat day. You're doing great.
With a roll of his eyes, he sips a green smoothie. He grimaces, then smiles at Gemma. On the pier, Benedict's friends fish.
Hey guys.
Hi Harry. Hi Owen.
Hey.
Anything biting?
Mosquitoes.
How's your day, Gemma?
Going good. Started with a healthy breakfast, followed by a 15-minute cardio blast.
Blasted.
Oh, it shows.
Yeah.
Benedict waves dismissively. He and Gemma continue their walk. At the jewelry shop, the cat rests on a bench. As Benedict tinkers in his workspace, Gemma eyes him. When she's sure he's not watching, she places 2 bracelets he made as a teen in a display case. Gemma pushes the bracelets to the front of the case, then slides the case shut. A man opens the front door of the shop. Gemma smiles.
Oh, hi, Maggie. Hey, Gemma. This is Tony.
Sup?
Gemma signals to Ben that she'll help Maggie and Tony.
We're here looking for an engagement ring.
Congratulations. Okay, well, we have some, you know, old standard classic rings. But my Uncle B can design something just for you, one of a kind, with any stone you want.
We just want a little diamond.
Maggie wears a soda tab ring.
That's cute. Oh, yeah.
Tony proposed to me at a party, and it was all we had. It's actually gonna be hard to let it go.
Well, I have an idea.
Gemma grabs a stone.
This is aquamarine, and you would love it because it promotes openness and communication and imagination. And my Uncle B can design something like your ring, but put that
in. Can we just be normal?
Maggie stares.
What about these?
Tony points to a ring display.
Can you just look at this before you decide?
You're telling me you're not gonna show them to me?
Honey, you know what? Why don't we do this later? I've gotta get back. Thank you so much, Gemma. Come on.
Gemma scowls.
Ugh, that wedding is doomed. She needs to ditch that guy.
We sell the client what they want, all right? Do you know how much I clear on an engagement ring? And they're already made.
But it wasn't right. You didn't see her face. She loved this idea.
But she didn't buy it, did she?
Okay, but people browse. I'm just trying to help, but whatever. I need air.
Wait.
Outside.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Hey.
Amelia. Okay, now I'm really sorry.
Gemma, I was just coming to meet you. Ben is so happy you're here.
Well, not today. He can be so... This is how it is.
Yes, he can.
Ben steps outside.
But, you know, he's such a great guy when he's not, you know.
I do. Do you think you need a little break this week?
Oh, that'd be great. But, well, it can be all three of us. We're not speaking till after lunch. Be ready for the hike. See you soon?
See you.
That's Gemma. She's got so mad. I don't know why. She can turn on a dime. She's like...
A teenager?
Yeah.
He smiles.
Have you heard from Charlie?
No answer. She says her mom's gone. No explanation.
Something's not right here. You know that.
I know, but I don't know what to do about it yet.
Are you two free on Thursday?
He grins.
We can be.
In the shop, the cat peers at Benedict. He scoops up the aquamarine Gemma left on top of a case, then notices the cat.
Hey, what are you doing in here? Get off of there. Come on, get. Stubborn little guy.
The cat jumps off a chair. Ben flips through his dad's gemstone book. An entry written by Gemma reads, "Everything is beyond ruined. If you don't belong here, there's nowhere else. Make it work." Ben knits his brows. From above, the ocean. Among trees, a waterfall tumbles down rocks. Ben and Gemma walk on a path.
So, Thursday, what do you want to do?
The three of us? I don't know. Something different, like... I've never had lobster before.
Oh, good, yeah, lobster. Hey, you know, Charlie loved lobster. When he was little, he'd eat it in a big bowl of butter. Must be hard to find out in the desert.
Maybe in a casino dining hall, but that's definitely not fresh.
Yeah. So... Charlie goes to casinos?
Around us, they have the best restaurants. Let's ride bikes, too.
Why not?
On a platform, they watch the waterfall.
I'm really glad you're here, Gemma.
So am I. You're doing great. That was easier than yesterday, right?
Yeah.
The air here. The water and all the birds. I love it.
Gemma begins to dance. She smiles up at Benedict.
What?
Come on, let's do some moves. Or it's more jumping jacks. Come on, Uncle V, come on.
Yeah, really.
You got it.
I'm gonna switch to the...
What?
In a kitchen, Amelia cooks.
So, I was thinking for the show, we get the same flower, the same plant for as many paintings as we can.
I love it. What did Lauren say?
If you love it, he'll love it. I see the looks he gives you.
Adriana, te conozco. Tranquila, por favor.
I'm not blind. If you threw a stick, he would fetch it.
I'm still married, and you love Benedict.
I do, but I'm your team. Whoever makes you happy.
I think these are ready to go into a pot.
That's why you make the best malfatti in the family. You're patient. You're going to teach Marcos for me.
Well, that's your job.
Oh, you raised him just as much as I did. I was so busy opening the shop and Pedro was gone. You were the one taking care of him.
Amelia sips wine and looks away. She sets her glass on a counter.
Oh, I'm sorry. That didn't help.
You know, I'm fine. Really, I am. Sometimes it just sneaks up on me, that's all.
Come here.
Adriana hugs Amelia.
That couch, this shoulder, yours whenever you need.
I wanted to know how grateful I am that you let me tag along with you and Pedro when you moved here.
Tag along? Are you kidding? My husband was dragging me to Washington and I was gonna face winter on my own.
No, thank you.
It was an adventure.
Well, whatever happens, it still is an adventure.
It sure is.
Salut.
Salut.
Inside 10 Acres restaurant, Owen flags down his son.
That's what I'm saying. We know each other, right? Hey, check the cooler. Need more limes.
Sean waves to Gemma.
Sean, limes.
You get them.
No, you get
them. Knock it off. Steve, limes.
You're a brave man for hiring sons.
What was I thinking?
I don't know. Cola with lime, and we're getting more limes fresh.
Thanks.
Ben eyes the teens.
All right. We're fresh enough. Thanks.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. Diane, it's like she knows I'm going to say before I even say it.
Yeah, well, she can depend on you. That's what counts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, her birthday's coming up, and I want to get her something special. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, something she won't expect.
What, like a surprise?
How can you say it like that? It's totally romantic, and Uncle B can design it for you.
You can?
I can?
You can.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So Diane, I'm thinking, bracelet.
Trust us to pick out the stone. I can look it up.
You can do it. Mm-hmm. Her birthday's in 10 days.
Yeah, we'll use her birthstone.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, can we get the check? We have a big day tomorrow.
That's right. Web in action.
Does that mean you'll be wearing your good flannel?
You know it.
No. Good flannel? Those two words don't go together.
No, I can pull it off.
This one brings out his ass.
Kunzite. Love, mood lifting, freeze emotions.
A white stone. At a restaurant on the pier, a server carries lobster on a plate. Gemma turns to Benedict and Amelia with wide eyes.
Okay, that's huge. You guys will help me, right?
I'll help you with the leftovers. Mom had a shellfish allergy, so I could never even try lobster.
Is your mom from New Mexico?
She was.
Where is she now?
Who knows? She and her Trevor travel a lot.
Her Trevor?
That's what Mom calls her new husband, her Trevor. He does something with money.
That's exciting. You can see new places.
Mm. Like I'm invited. They'd seriously be no fun anyway.
Do you ever see her?
Once a year, and that's plenty.
Ben and Amelia exchange glances.
Did you see ladies' room?
Yeah, right over there.
I'll be right back. Please change the subject.
Gemma leaves.
Thank you.
It's not a chore. She's a sweet girl.
No, I know, but I can't get her open up like that. She never wants to talk about family.
It's so strange that Charlie hasn't answered you. What happened between the two of you? You said you had a fight and he left, but that cannot be all. I never understood.
Neither did I.
I know you don't like to talk about it.
It wasn't good. And I can't be the only one to fix it, so people gotta give you a chance.
Gemma watches them.
Can I help you find something?
No, it's fine. Those two are hopelessly in love. Or just hopeless. One of the two, I can't tell yet.
Great.
The barkeep turns back to his work. After their meal, Ben, Gemma, and Amelia take a boat tour. They smile as they look out at the water together. Then, they ride bikes near the pier. They stop at a homemade ice cream cart. At Stone Jewelers, Ben sketches a bracelet. Notes read, sea pearls, solid gold band, latch. Gemma picks up the bracelet he made as a teen.
This is a good model.
No, that's too flawed.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. I made it as a kid. Look at this line and these melds.
It could be straighter, but not better.
A man enters the shop.
Hey, Reggie can be kind of argumentative. He's a lawyer. I'll take him.
No, it's okay. I got it.
No, he can be really tough.
No, it's really okay. Hi. Can I help you?
Those earrings.
For your wife?
My daughter.
How old's your daughter?
Excuse me?
Hey, Reggie. What can we do for you today?
Lisa's going away to college. I want some nice earrings. Your best.
Okay. Right here. Some of these are here.
The best ones aren't here. Uncle B has to make them just for your daughter. A unique design.
Really?
Gemma nods.
That's what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I want custom made.
Okay.
Ben steps away.
Personally, I really love how Uncle B combines different stones.
She displays stones on a tray.
I think she'd really like those.
Well, these stones in particular bring peacefulness and healing and calmness and soothe emotions.
Well, if those stones can do all that, I'll pay top dollar.
So, this is a rough sketch, but...
8 circular stones on a post.
Good, it's different.
Different's good.
Reggie turns to Gemma, then back to Ben.
Take them.
As Ben steps behind Reggie, he grins at Gemma.
I'll write you up.
Ben walks behind the counter. Reggie looks down, then shakes his head and smiles.
You should never believe it, but she means the world to me.
Then tell her, make her believe it. She's your kid.
Gemma.
Gemma looks from Ben to Reggie.
Excuse me.
She rushes outside, tearful.
Sorry about that.
Reggie shrugs.
Teen girls.
Ben smiles at Reggie. The smile fades as he looks toward the door. Outside, Gemma cries. She looks toward the sky, then squeezes her eyes shut. Her face tense, she opens her eyes and stares into the distance. From above, a coastline. At Benedict's house, Gemma reads notes in the gemstone book. She looks up as Ben walks in.
I have something for you. Follow me.
In the yard.
What is that sound?
Seagulls.
Okay, you say seagulls. There's no way that sound is birds.
Just wait.
Benedict pushes aside low-hanging willow tree branches. Under the boughs, gemstones dangle from thin pieces of string. Gemma smiles up at the stones.
When our parents brought stones back from their travels, some were too flawed to work with or sell. But Mom loved flawed things. You remind me of her. And she believed everything had its perfect place, so this became ours. After every trip, we'd come out here and hang all the imperfect stones together.
Gemma gently touches stones.
This is our real family tree, Gemma. And you might be the only stone left to carry on that tradition, which makes you the most important thing in the world to us.
He holds a stone.
This is kyanite. It's for new beginnings. Here, find your spot.
Benedict smiles as Gemma takes the stone. She peers up into the tree and hangs the kyanite from a branch. She smiles to herself, hands clutched together, then turns to Ben.
Welcome home.
He smiles back. At night, Gemma sits under the willow tree with a blanket and lantern. She gazes up at the stones. Benedict watches her through the window. A smile tugs at his lips. Above Gemma, many stones shine in the air. She closes her eyes and leans back against the willow tree trunk. In the house, Benedict types on his laptop. He does a web search for Charles Stone, New Mexico obituary. Benedict studies the results. None of the photos match his brother. Ben receives an email from Charles. His eyes widen. The email reads, "Ben, glad Gemma arrived. She's a handful, but you'll have fun, Charlie." Ben stares.
Poppy Jasper. Enthusiasm, enjoyment, fresh energy.
Near a pasture.
Been only 2 weeks, but no sugar, daily cardio, and some hiking, and look at you.
I feel
better. Thank you, Gemma. You're a great coach.
Yes, and thank you. Oh, your dad emailed me back.
Oh, yeah?
He didn't have much to say, like when school starts or...
Oh, I still have a few weeks. Relax. We'll figure it out, but can't we just decide to be happy for a while?
Yeah, we can.
We only have 1 week until Amelia's big opening, so what are you going to wear?
Well, I don't know. What, like a tuxedo? I mean, that's kind of...
Not the vibe.
Hey, Harry.
Hey.
Harry leads a white horse.
Hey, wait, what if I rode up on a big white stallion and swept Amelia off her feet?
It's kind of old school.
Yeah, but it's a classic.
Hey. Hey, Gemma.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, can I rent this horse or something next week?
Bingo? Well, I don't see why not.
Ah. All right, I'll call you with details.
All right.
All right.
I didn't know Uncle B could ride.
Yeah, I wasn't sure that he could either.
Hey, Uncle B,
Hmm.
Can you ride a horse?
Well, I'm not gonna be like jumping any fences or anything. You know, I'll like watch a video.
I got a better idea.
You sure you know what you're doing?
How hard can it be?
Okay, it's your first ride in a long time, so go slow. It's better for the horse's back anyway. Hello, I grew up on a ranch. Okay, left foot goes in that stirrup, and your right leg, swing it over, but not too hard. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that would be too hard.
Got it.
Okay, now remember, separate the reins, thumbs up, heels down, like that.
When do I pull the reins?
Okay, your legs are what move the horse, and then the reins help steer the horse. So squeeze your legs against him, but not too hard.
Whoop, here we go.
Bingo speeds up.
I think I squeezed him too hard.
He looks scared.
Don't worry, Uncle B will be fine.
No, I meant Bingo.
Oh.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
Yeah, you got it, Uncle B.
Hey, it's easy.
Heels down.
There you go.
Bingo stops.
Oh, way to go, Uncle B.
I think I need some chaps.
No.
Ben grins. At Stone Jewelers, Ben sketches with a pencil at the counter. Amelia crosses the street and enters the shop.
Hi.
Mind if I browse?
Sure.
Amelia points.
Who's that?
A stray.
With a cat carrier and toys?
Well, it's now Kimberly.
Kimberly?
Gemma bonded with it. I said yes to the store, but a hard no to the house.
Oh, you pick your battles.
Got to. So it's nice to see you.
I'm looking for a pin, a brooch. It's for Veronica, because she's letting me stay in her apartment. She collects them, brooches.
Right. When is she back?
In 2 weeks.
I can make a brooch for you. Her.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. She's just working on something. I mean, this is just something I've been noodling. I think this could probably work as a brooch.
A snowflake design.
That's very Veronica. Mm-hmm. What are these?
Those are, here we go. Tourmaline quartz, so I would say like that.
She wears a lot of black and white, so this is perfect. Oh, look, the reflection on the stone deepens the design.
Yeah, look at that.
You didn't notice you had done that.
You know, sometimes you're just in it and things happen.
Yes.
Tourmaline quartz is, it heals and it brings inspiration and confidence.
Where did you get that from?
The journal, my dad's journal. I dug it out of the trunk. Gemma reads it out loud to me. She loves it.
You've been busy.
She smiles and points to his sketchbook.
May I?
Sure. It's a lot of commissions and one-offs, but yeah.
Wow. I've never seen you design like this.
I'm just giving it a try.
She looks up.
Gemma has been a really good influence on you.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
Benedict, are the earrings ready?
Yeah.
Amelia, it's nice to see you.
Hi, Reggie.
These are...
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow.
They're for Lisa.
Beautiful. She's gonna love them. I'm late.
No, this is just gonna take a minute.
But you're coming to the opening right on Thursday with Gemma. I'll see you there.
Amelia smiles and waves on her way out.
Don't let that one get away. Though, from what I've heard, if you do need a lawyer.
Reggie hands Ben his business card. At the art gallery, Amelia walks into a hallway. Her landscape paintings hang on white walls. In vases, fresh-cut flowers decorate the gallery. Amelia stands in front of a painting of the willow tree.
Let's take a look at these together and make sure that we love them.
Adriana joins Amelia.
I don't think I can put this up for sale.
Oh, but it's one of your best. It has to be in the show.
This should stay in the family.
Buzz Market sold and you can still show it for everyone to see.
That's a good idea.
Is Ben coming?
Yes. You should see the work he's doing. Gemma has him designing, really designing. Very creative stuff.
Good for him.
Amelia looks down.
Isn't it?
I don't know why he didn't do that when we were together.
Who knows?
I mean, why did you start painting? I was restless. I wanted to express myself, be me apart from anyone else.
And you found the self, you made something good. You got inspired.
I guess I did.
Benedict was stuck. Now he makes something good out of it too. He's finding himself, and that's a good thing.
You're right.
Amelia nods, then smiles. At Stone Jewelers, Benedict sits in his workspace. He writes, Amelia, 10-year, then begins to sketch a necklace. Ben studies his dad's gemstone book. He continues to page through the book. In his sketch, different teardrop-shaped stones dangle from a necklace. Ben continues to study and sketch. He selects stones from a tray. With tools, he snips metal wire. Using a jeweler's magnifying glass, he inspects the gem. Later, Benedict looks down. He raises a jewelry box, then smiles to himself.
5 Opal. Individuality, awakening, progress.
A red and orange stone. At night, Benedict arrives home. He climbs the front stairs, then goes inside.
Hello?
Ben peers around the first floor of the house. Then, he pauses on the stairs.
Gemma!
Gemma? Hey, where are you?
Ben finds Gemma in the art studio. She stares down at her blanket-covered lap. Ben remembers Charlie as a child.
Come on. We gotta go to school tomorrow.
Charlie sits in bed, sullen.
What are you doing?
Waiting. They're just late.
But they can't come back, Charlie. Mom and Dad are gone.
You don't know that. You didn't see them in those boxes. They can get lost sometimes.
Ben sits down next to Charlie and puts his arm around the boy. He rests his chin on Charlie's head.
It's gonna be okay.
As Charlie's face crumples, Ben rubs his brother's shoulder. In the present, Ben stares at Gemma with wide eyes. As he approaches, she avoids eye contact. Benedict sits down next to her.
Who are we listening to?
Restore the Hope. They're playing a concert here next week. Where have you been?
I was at work. I got caught up.
You didn't even call. Do you even know what kind of sound this house makes? Things were hitting the roof.
Branches.
They didn't sound like branches.
Sorry, you're right. I should have called.
She continues to avoid his eyes.
Washington must sound different than New Mexico. You miss home?
No. I love adventures. I want to see everything.
Yeah, you come by that honestly. But both things can be true.
Gemma peers at Ben. He puts his arm around her shoulders. A small smile tugs at her lips. In the daytime, guests attend Amelia's art show. Adriana smiles as she mingles with prospective buyers.
Hi, thank you so much for coming.
Hi.
Nearby, Amelia and Lawrence stand together. Benedict notices them as he arrives with Gemma.
Everything looks great.
Ben grimaces.
You okay?
I should have practiced writing in these pants.
Oh, well, that's the least of our worries. Who's the guy with his hands all over Aunt Amelia?
Lawrence Donnington.
Oh, that's no good.
Couldn't agree with you more. Okay, listen, in a half an hour, meet me outside with Harry and the horse. I'll bring Amelia out there and off we go.
And where are you going?
Into the sunset. Romantic, right?
Totally.
Gemma's brows raise. Across the room, Owen's sons wave to her. She waves back.
Oh, go ahead.
Gemma grins.
Hey! All right.
How's it going?
Ben studies a painting of trees in sunlight.
There he is!
Benedict! Thank you so much.
I love it.
This was all Owen's idea.
Yeah, I would have harvested those pearls myself if I had to.
Anyone see the bar?
It's right over there. Fair warning, white wine only.
Oh.
Ben turns to a staff member.
Hi. I'd like to grab this painting over here, purchase it.
Amelia walks toward Ben. Lawrence leads her away.
The Powells want to meet in an art gallery in San Francisco, very high-end market.
Gemma returns.
Hey, remember that concert that I was telling you about? Guess who's going?
The Goofballs.
Come on, you know their dad and everything.
I'll think about it. Remember, be outside in 20 minutes.
I won't forget.
Okay. Focus.
Ben sternly eyes the boys. They nod and give him a thumbs up. Ben turns back to the painting he purchased. He stares wistfully. Behind him, Amelia approaches with a smile. She touches his shoulder.
You bought it?
Yeah, it was the first one. I couldn't let that go. I wanted to get the gem tree, but it's already been sold.
No, it's just not for sale. I couldn't let that one go. Shoulder.
Benedict offers his shoulder. Amelia grins and leans on it.
I'm not used to his heels.
If I could have everybody's attention, please, for a moment.
I have to go.
A crowd gathers.
Hello, everyone. Let me thank you all for coming tonight to welcome a bright new light to the art world on the West Coast. Amelia brings her passion and a sense of color and light from her Argentinian roots, and gives our Washington flora and countryside a special glow.
Ben's brows raise.
Hard to believe this is her first show. I'm grateful to the art dealer who found her. Amelia, congratulations.
Thank you.
Guests grin. Amelia smiles as she takes her place behind a microphone.
Well, this is a first for me to be showing my art and also to be talking to what looks like the whole population of the island. I didn't know you were such art lovers.
When I started painting, I did it for myself, and I've never dreamt that I would be showing these paintings here tonight, so I want to say thank you. I am so grateful for your support.
A server brings a champagne bottle. Lawrence offers it to Amelia.
Any vintage would be worthy of you tonight.
Thank you.
Ben studies Lawrence, then smiles at Amelia.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
I have a surprise for you outside.
Where?
Just out front.
Okay.
She follows Ben.
Amelia, where are you?
There's a surprise for me outside.
A surprise?
Guests begin to follow Benedict and Amelia outside. In a courtyard, they walk past a fountain. Nearby, Harry and Gemma stand with a llama.
What's this?
Maisie?
Where's Bingo?
Well, he twisted his ankle in the turnout. He should be good in a week or two, but I didn't want to leave you high and dry. So here's Maisie.
What in the blazes am I supposed to do with Maisie?
Who's your furry friend, Benedict?
Maisie. Everyone Maisie.
Ben points to Amelia.
Llamas represent strength and perseverance.
Beauty.
And grace in rocky places. And that's what Amelia is. Beauty and grace, I mean, not rocky.
She's adorable. Thank you.
An opening night llama. That's definitely a first. Amelia, your husband's a hoot.
I love llamas. Could you give us a minute?
Lawrence forces a smile.
This wasn't the plan. Bingo twisted an ankle.
Bingo?
There was a white stallion to ride and, you know, sweep you away.
But who was gonna ride it? You?
And you?
Amelia? Some buyers wanna say hello?
I'll be right there. I have to go.
Ben smiles.
Okay.
Amelia lingers, smiling. She walks past Lawrence on her way to the buyers.
Uncle B?
Weary, Ben turns to Gemma.
You ready to call it a night?
She nods.
What do you want me to do with Maisie?
Ben waves to Harry.
bloodstone, courage, guidance, instinct.
On a sidewalk.
Great job under pressure. Bonus points.
No more big gestures.
No, you just need the right one. Honestly, it was 50-50 you would even stay on the horse. And where were you going to put Aunt Amelia?
Yeah, I just realized I didn't really work that out.
I think she was impressed. Seriously, anybody can give out a bottle of champagne. Which one do you think she's going to remember?
There is that.
Also, you don't have to worry about that, Lawrence.
Oh?
I figured it out.
Really?
He may sell art, but you make art. I saw two Benedict Stone originals in there tonight, and they look amazing. You may not know it, but you had a great night, Uncle B.
You really want to go to that concert, don't you?
Oh, so much. But it's not why.
Oh, give me a break. I raised a teenager. I'll see you coming.
Okay, well, I'm glad you've been trained. I know I can be a handful.
Why would you say that, handful?
Oh, it's just what my dad always said. Says, hey, the ice cream shop's still open. My treat. I guess my Tabitha's getting pretty big now.
Gemma smiles and hurries toward the ice cream shop. Benedict knits his brows. At the flower shop.
Every single piece sold, Amelia. That never happens.
These are friends and neighbors. They were just being supportive.
And nobody's polite with their money.
Listen to your cousin. Okay, I've got to run, but this is just the beginning for you and I, Miss Ramirez.
Chap.
As Lawrence leaves, Adriana's eyes widen.
Don't. Everything's still up in the air.
Adriana pretends to zip her lips and walks away. Amelia watches Ben and Gemma arrive at Stone Jewelers. Ben holds the door as Gemma carries her cat inside.
Gemma, I need to ask you. We haven't heard from your dad since that one email. Why do you gotta make it work?
What?
He flips through the gemstone book.
Everything is beyond ruin. If you don't belong here, then there's nowhere else.
She stares.
I didn't write that.
What's ruined? Why do you have nowhere else to go?
You want me to go? Fine, I'll leave.
Gemma, is Charlie still alive?
What? Of course he's still alive.
Then what's going on with you two? Tell me the truth.
The truth? My dad's actually just really happy that I'm gone right now. He's remarried, Haley, and they're having a lot of fun. So I wanted to spend the whole summer here. Not just a few days. That's why I had to...
Make it work.
She nods. Ben shakes his head.
All right. Is there anything else I need to know?
No. Well, there is one thing. This shop needs a makeover.
The walls are wide.
Okay, I see it.
A total extreme makeover.
Whoa. One coat of paint, maybe. But I pick the color.
Okay.
Light gray paint pours into a tray. Two rollers apply it to the shop walls. Sign, Stone Jewelers. Later, Kimberly rests on a blanket as Ben hangs Amelia's painting next to the counter. Framed gemstone paintings hang above the counter.
Nice, right?
Gemma looks up at Amelia's painting.
This is the gesture Amelia needs.
Gemma guides Amelia into the shop. Amelia's eyes are shut.
Last step, going through the door. Careful, a few more steps. Okay. Oh no.
Amelia bumps a case.
Okay. Stay there. Open your eyes.
Ta-da!
Wow.
Amelia smiles.
Looks like a completely different shop.
Right?
Amelia sees her tree painting.
Oh, Benedict. You didn't have to do that.
It's perfect there. I mean, you belong here.
He smiles.
Your work does.
Let me take you both out to celebrate.
Oh, well... I have a headache from all the fumes. So does Kimberly. So I should take us both back home, but you two go.
Ben eyes Gemma.
Ben?
Alfie's Bistro?
Yeah.
Hey, the cat stays in the crate, all right?
Okay.
Gemma shrugs. A sunset. At the bistro, Amelia and Ben sit.
To your show.
To your new shop.
To us. What?
Is it Lawrence?
Ben, we're still married.
And that's stopping him?
He's a gentleman, and I keep things professional.
Come home, Amelia. It is different.
How?
I mean, I know I wasn't very open to adoption before, but now Ben, I could see it.
Benedict.
You don't want to adopt?
It's not about kids anymore. It's about us, you and me. Could you be happy with just the two of us?
I mean, that's how it's been for the past 10 years. I was...
Happy?
Yeah.
We were, but waiting, always. Waiting on treatments, on test results. It was as if waiting for a child meant we were waiting for our own lives to start. That has to stop.
You're right.
Amelia's brows raise.
Just like that.
Why not?
She nods.
Could you be happy with just the two of us?
Yes, I could. It's a big change. But...
She holds up her hands and smiles, then shakes her head.
There's no answer tonight. Just dinner.
Benedict's face softens into a grin. They gaze into each other's eyes, then sip their wine.
Azurite. Memories. Release. Mysteries.
A blue and yellow stone. On the futon, Gemma applies lipstick.
Hey, since when do you wear makeup?
Aunt Amelia gave it to me. Her cousin's hilarious, by the way. She gave me the eyeliner.
Well, this is not a date with either Steve or Sean, correct?
It's just a concert. I think their dad's even going.
Here, a phone and some emergency cash in case you get separated in the crowd.
I don't need it.
Listen, there's plenty of minutes already prepaid on that thing. Set up a meeting spot just in case you get separated.
Relax. You get the night off from me.
She leaves.
Have fun. Not too much fun.
Ben watches her go, then sits in his dad's old chair in front of the TV. He settles in with a beer and snack bowl. Ben knits his brows. He shifts uncomfortably in the chair and rocks. Then, he turns and pats his hand against the worn chair back. Ben drags the chair away. He rubs his lower back, then settles into a different rocking chair with his beer. With a grimace, he shakes his head. Then, he moves the rocking chair and stands to watch the game.
Something new.
Ben looks toward the door.
You're supposed to be in your crate, Cap. How did you even get out here? Yes, did you forget your key?
Kimberly goes upstairs.
Well, don't go up there. Hey.
Kimberly pauses in a hallway.
I'm not kidding. Just stay put. I'm coming up to get you, honey.
The cat strolls down the hall.
No. Oh, come on. Hey, kitty cat. Kimberly. Get out of there. I'll get some snacks for your crate.
Ben reaches under a bed. Kimberly is elsewhere, but he finds a smartphone in a pink case. Ben peers at the phone. There's a text notification from Dad. Ben reads the conversation. Where are you? Don't worry about me. I'm safe. Glad you're safe, but where? This is not okay. Come home now. I'll be back when I'm ready. Gemma, call me now. Ben raises the phone to his ear.
Hey, it's Charlie. Leave a message.
Hey, Charlie, it's Ben. Your brother, Benedict. Gemma's here. She's in Washington. She said you knew, but I just found her phone and saw your messages. She gave me an email for you, but it's obviously an address that she controls. It's not yours. Anyway, she is safe. And she is home. The house. So, call me, Charlie. It's the old number.
Ben hangs up. Later, a car parks in Ben's driveway.
That drummer was amazing.
Unreal.
I think Uncle V's probably asleep.
Whoa,
that tree is sick.
It's so big. How old is it?
I don't know, but it's been the family for forever.
Yo, let's climb it.
To the top.
Guys. No, wait, please.
Dude. They run to the gem tree.
Whoa,
What is this?
No, please, please, it's private.
A private tree?
You hang rocks from a tree?
No, you don't understand. Whoa. Please just get out.
I'm not gonna hurt it. It's a tree.
It's not just a tree.
Steve, listen.
No, please, please stop. Please stop.
Gemma.
Sean bats at a string until it breaks. Ben holds Gemma's phone.
Look what you've done. You don't even know. You stomp in here out of nowhere and ruin everything.
Guys, I think it's time to go home.
Sorry, we didn't mean to.
I'll handle it. Just go.
Sorry.
The boys leave.
Hey. Let's go inside.
Gemma's face crumples. She balls her fists at her sides, then hurries away from Ben. As she steps into the house, he follows her.
I'm sorry I lost it out there.
Ben stares at her with a look of concern.
I just need sleep.
We'll talk in the morning.
Gemma hurries upstairs. Wide-eyed, Ben remains in the kitchen. From above, the Washington coastline. In the morning, Ben sits at the dining table. Breakfast is ready for Gemma. Nearby, her phone is face down on the table. Ben sips from a mug.
Gemma.
Ben opens her door.
You awake? I made breakfast.
I can't. I'm sick.
Should I call a doctor?
No.
She huddles on the futon.
Just need sleep.
I'll come back at lunch and check on you.
As he shuts the door, Gemma's eyes are open. Ben meets Amelia on the pier.
Charlie didn't know Gemma was here.
Doesn't look like it.
Which makes more sense, rather than let her take off on her own.
Yeah.
They walk.
Did she stay in bed today?
Oh, yeah, she doesn't want to talk. She knows what's coming.
What is coming?
I gotta take her home.
At least now you're gonna be able to see Charlie. This is what you always wanted, right? Ben, please. Why can't you just tell me?
He turns to her.
You ever do something you were ashamed of, but if you were in the same place, you'd do it all over again?
I'm not sure.
When our parents died, there was life insurance money. It would have been split between us, and the lawyer told both of us so Charlie knew when he turned 18 he'd get his share. He wanted to travel. He wanted to see the world like our parents. He talked about it all the time. And it became his way out. I was already 18, so I took over the shop. I didn't know what I was doing, but I needed to keep us afloat. So I took all the insurance money and paid off the house and I paid off the shop. I didn't even ask him, so I didn't even tell him till the day he turned 18.
Oh.
We both said a lot of things that we shouldn't have. But the next day, he took off, and I haven't heard from him since.
You were in a desperate situation, Ben. You were a kid yourself, trying to take care of you both.
He thought I cheated him. And maybe I did, you know? I did what I wanted. To keep everything the same, no more surprises, to keep Charlie here.
You don't like to let go of what you love?
But you have to. I do get that now.
You give them room to come back.
That's what I want, Amelia. I'm ready to let go of anything. Everything gets in the way. I don't need somebody else's idea of perfect. I don't need that. I need what's real. And that's you.
Amelia looks down, then raises her eyes to meet his.
What if I pick up some groceries, come over, cook some dinner, and we can talk about what that may look like?
She pulls him into a kiss. She smiles up at him.
What else do you need?
This. You and me. That's all.
Do you want me to talk to Gemma?
And that. Yes.
I'll pick up some things and come home.
I'll be there.
They share another kiss, then hug tightly. At home, Benedict carries potting soil in the yard. He puts down the bag.
Ben!
Ben looks up.
Charlie.
The brothers stand face to face.
Onyx. Gives strength, old sorrows, letting go.
Charlie glares at Ben.
Where's my daughter?
She's in the house.
Why didn't you contact me?
I told you I tried to. I didn't know where you were, and obviously Gemma didn't want me to know.
So you didn't think it was strange that a teenager would just take off without talking to anyone?
She's your daughter, man. I don't know. Did you hear what you just said? Do you want to play that back?
Hey, that's not the same, okay? This is different.
She's only 16. She just ran away.
Hey, man, she told me she had permission. I reached out to you.
Do you honestly think I would let her come anywhere near here?
I don't want anything to do with you or the Stone Family Museum you're living in.
That's hilarious. You named your only daughter Gemma.
That was for Mom and Dad, and not this.
Gemma listens in.
I would never have any of my kids tied to that spot or do anything they don't want to do.
I made sure you had a home, Charlie. A home that wouldn't blow away with some storm, okay? I didn't ask Gemma to come here, but she likes it here. She feels like she belongs.
Gemma has a home.
Oh, really? Why'd she run away?
I don't know, okay?
Gemma grabs her phone.
Well, you must have some idea.
Charlie shakes his head. He looks away.
My wife's pregnant. Twins. Gemma's been pretty quiet about it. I knew she's upset. I just didn't realize how much. I'll just take her home.
And that's it? See you in another 20 years? Never?
I don't even know you anymore. And you know nothing but what I had to do to survive, let alone... No, I'm not doing this with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where is she?
She's in your old room.
Okay.
Charlie strides toward the house.
Gemma? Gemma, come down here, please.
Charlie, wait. She's gone.
What?
Yeah, and she took her phone.
Charlie reads a note.
I got my car.
She's on foot. If she overheard us, she can't have gone far. We'll find her.
Hey, it's Gemma. Leave a message.
Is that Charlie?
Yeah, Gemma ran away.
Gemma, it's Dad. Where are you?
What happened?
We were arguing. She heard us.
Not mad. Please call me back. Not answered.
Hi, I'm Amelia. I'm Ben's wife.
Hi.
Hi.
Charlie. Where could she be? Where could she go?
Everywhere. She thinks the whole place is an adventure. Wait, no. She likes to hike Green Falls Trail. She loves the smell of the trees in the ocean.
Okay. Let's go.
I put this here.
Amelia puts down a grocery bag, then runs after Ben and Charlie. They arrive at the trail.
Gemma! 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 Gemma!
On the platform above the falls, they search.
You hear that?
Yeah, this way.
They run toward a trail.
Gemma!
I'm over here!
A log pins her leg down.
Sorry.
Okay. What happened?
I heard you two yelling and I had to get away, but I fell off the path and I got stuck.
Okay, it's okay. Can you wiggle your toes?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. This is just gonna be like that rock slide in the West Mesa, remember that?
There's a poop.
Well, you get to keep your foot.
That's fair.
Okay, honey, listen, look at me. This is what we're gonna do, okay? On the count of three, he's gonna lift, and then I'm gonna pull your leg out, okay? Nice and easy, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. One, two, three.
Ben lifts the log.
Oh, it's okay. That's not so bad. Does it hurt? Okay, can you stand? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a go. Nice and easy.
I'm trying not to stand on it.
I got you. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Gemma hops on one leg as Charlie braces her. Ben retrieves her boot.
Okay, come here.
Charlie hugs Gemma.
Don't scare me like that.
He looks into her tear-stained face.
You're never in the way.
I don't fit anymore.
You're always gonna be my little girl, okay?
She nods.
Come here.
Charlie hugs his daughter tightly. Ben and Amelia watch from a distance.
Let's get out of here. Let's go. Nice and easy.
Look at them.
They look close. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Clouds drift over the pier. Outside a pharmacy.
Nice and easy. This way.
Haven't heard. Hey. You scared me.
I'm sorry.
So, are you okay?
Yeah, I just need these for a few days.
Crutches.
Booked a hotel, so I'm gonna take Gemma there tonight. Grab her stuff tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll pack it up. Looks like your old room's gonna be an art studio again real soon.
Ben and Gemma smile.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you. For everything.
Hey, if you're up for it, we're heading to the block party. Are you coming?
Oh, Dad, can we? Please, I've been waiting all summer, just for a bit.
The ocean laps at rocks. Nearby, guests gather on the promenade for the block party. Families play games. Other guests dance to a live band. At a table, Owen and Diane enjoy beverages. Sean and Steve grin as they roam. Gemma arrives with her crutches.
Gemma! Hey! Come meet Jason! Be right there!
Jason? What happened to Tony?
Oh, that was obviously doomed, Uncle V.
As Gemma heads toward Maggie, then turns to Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. You don't have to rush off. You know, you could stay for a little while. You could stay for lunch.
Look, it doesn't matter how Gemma feels about you. Uncle B, it doesn't erase what happened.
I know it won't. But it's lunch, Charlie. It's a start.
Dad!
Gemma waits at a hot dog stand.
Come on.
I'll be right there.
Charlie looks at Ben. Ben's brows raise.
Lunch.
Charlie starts to walk away, then turns back to Ben.
Hey, if she had to run, glad she had somewhere to run to.
Dad, come on.
All right, I'm coming.
Amelia hangs the gem tree painting in her studio.
Oh, we should put that in the living room. Then everyone can see it.
For now, this is for us.
Ben smiles.
Yeah, I know it's a few days early, but, happy anniversary.
He gives her the necklace he designed.
Ben? Spectacular.
She touches the gemstones, then carefully lifts the necklace from its box.
I love it.
There's 10 different stones.
One for each year?
Mm-hmm. He points.
Rose quartz, unconditional love, forgiveness, trust. Where we started. Venturine, harmony, prosperity, and this year, topaz, eternal romance.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
You have a lot of those on here.
I'm hopeful.
Me too. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Ben takes the necklace and opens the clasp. Amelia faces away from him and lifts her hair so he can fasten the necklace on her. She smiles as his hand lingers on her back. Then, she turns to him and lets her hair down. They gaze into each other's eyes, then share two kisses. Amelia rests her hands on the back of Ben's neck. He looks into her eyes.
Will you marry me again?
She grins up at him. They share another kiss in the art studio. Later, the couple stands under the gem tree with their family and friends.
Today you have renewed the promises and vows you made to each other on your wedding day. So it is with pleasure that I conclude the ceremony that has joined you and forever binds you as husband and wife.
I totally called it. They're made for each other.
Please celebrate this renewal with a sign of affection and ongoing love for one another.
Amelia and Ben smile at each other, then share a long, slow kiss. In the crowd, Gemma beams. Charlie notices her glee and begins to clap. Under the gem tree, the couple continues to kiss.